Yeah.
But there are some of the homemade chairs. I don't know how old that thing is. I've got three of them. I've got one outside, I've got two in the house.
You would sit in a...
Oh, yeah. That's what we had.
Did you have those things that two people could sit in? You know, the...
No. You didn't have nothing like that in them days. Or without, you'd make a bench. Sometimes we'd make, I've got some outside there, homemade benches. When the kids were small, we'd line them up on that bench and let them eat. The living was much easier in them days. We raised our own meat, sweet potatoes, sugar cane, corn, cotton. They didn't know anything about rice. In fact, I don't yet. I never have farm rice. I had a tenant that worked for me here. Except in this year, we are closed out.
You've never farmed rice?
Huh?
You've never farmed rice?
Never did. I've had it farmed, but I didn't farm it. I didn't know the first principle about it. And we done our farming with horses. First started with oxen. Get two big steers.
Yeah.
And tame them.
That's so the wagon you'd have a...
We had a wagon, old-time wagon, four-wheeled. Make a homemade bed on it, bought it. And we'd pull our corn with that. We'd plow. Most everything with a yoke of oxen.
What sort of plows did you use?
What
sort of plows did you use?
Well, we used two kinds of plows. What we call a single plow that would fur one way, you see. We'd throw a fur this way, and then we'd come back, and we'd meet them together. Well, then we'd leave what we'd call the middle in them times, in between the rows. Then we had a double plow. We'd get in there, and we'd have to change our yokes on our steers. To throw the fur, we had a long yoke. And when it come to take that middle out, well, we bring them closer together. And we take that middle out. And we'd make our own, we'd pass a harrow on that, and get it good and smooth, get all the clods out of the way. And we used to sow that before we ever found out that there was a planter. We'd sow it by hand. That's not a very easy job either. Mm. You're walking all day. Some day, this old fellow, old man Aristeel, he's went through the mill and he's got a good memory. He can give you some good information.
Did Aristeel come up here with you?
Yes, sir. We were raised together. We made our boyhood time together.
What were some of the things that y'all did here when you were a boy?
Well, the most of our hard work was during the winter, trapping.
Muskrats?
No muskrats. We trapped mink and coons only. And we was trapping on White Lake. Me and him, and we built our camp there, as I was telling you, with mud. But we had no moss, we used grass, dirt floor, had no floor in it. We passed the winter in there, dirt chimney.
Out of that mud?
Yes, mud? And that's about 9 miles from here,